In fact, I even had a woman, a young woman possessed by a demon, many demons, I was sitting across the table from one day, and this woman had a gnarling in her stomach, and she couldn't, been to doctors for a year and a half now, and she could not get healed, and this pain had been there for a year and a half, and so she drove hours to sit down and talk with me one day, and so I did. And I told her, I said, honey, first thing you got to do is repent of every sin. She said, Mr. Scrivener, I have every sin I know of repented of. Every sin. I said, you married? Oh, yeah. I said, you and your husband get along fine? Oh, yeah. I said, you got any children? You got four. And I said, you homeschool them? Oh, yeah. She said, her Bible was marked up all over from cover to cover. That woman was in the book. And she said she'd repented. I said, okay, then I'm going to cast this demon out of you. And so she agreed she had one. And so I went to cast the demon out of her, and the demon manifested. And he got wild. And we were in a public place, and she started screaming foul words. Beautiful, precious little woman. Christian woman. And foul words are coming out of her mouth. You know, that's not normal. A nice little Christian woman you spent an hour and a half with that wouldn't even think about saying a dirty word. And all of a sudden she's cursing you and spitting out foul obscenities at you. Hey, that ain't her. That's the devil in her. And I commanded the devil to come out. And he said, I ain't coming out. He said, I got legal right to be here. I said, okay. I said she'd repented of every sin. So what is the legal right? And so he spoke to me and he said, this stupid, I wouldn't even begin to say the words that he called her. She let me in 24 years ago when she joined the Rainbow Girls. That's a ministry of the women off of the Masonic Lodge, which is totally against God's Word. And, you know, if you happen to be a Mason, you know, man, you got a problem. You know, you have cursed yourself and your whole family. Now, who knows where the demons manifest? Who knows where they'll manifest? This herd of demons had come into this woman 24 years ago, and she's only having the problem for the last year and a half. Does that tell you something?
Very well seated in.
Yeah. And so I said, no problem. I'll call her back up and I'll have her repent for joining the Rainbow Girls. And this demon spoke out of her mouth and did this. I am so interwoven in her brain. It will be impossible for her to ever repent of that sin. I said, well, no problem then. I will remit her sin. I said, John 20:23, it is written. And when I said that, that woman spit all over me. She leaned over and she said, nobody knows that. And those that have read it don't believe it. I said, but I know it and I believe it. And it was a demon of hell speaking out of her mouth. Almost nobody believes it, knows that verse. And those that have read it don't believe it. I said, but I know it and I believe it. So I said, I'm remitting for sins, and they're remitted, they're forgiven, because who lives in you and me? Jesus. Can Jesus forgive sin?
Yes.
Could he forgive it when he was on earth? Of course he could. And you and me are his ambassadors. We're what he uses on this earth to touch the lives of other men and women. And so I remitted her sins and commanded those devils to come out of her. And we started out with a total of 2,823 demons in this woman. And 7.5 hours later, we got the last one out of her. It was a very interesting day. very interesting day. Cheryl got to see some awesome manifestations of the devil that day. I mean, you know, she come down there with me after an hour and a half. It got so tough, and she's using so many foul words in this restaurant we were in. I thought, you know, somebody's going to call the cops. They're going to think I'm abusing this woman. I said, Lord, I need Cheryl to call me. I need her down here. I hadn't said that a minute when my phone rang. She said, honey, I said, where are you? She said, I'm up in the bedroom. I said, get down here. She said, are you still with that woman? I said, yes, get down here. And so she was right down there in a heartbeat. And then she sat down with me and that woman, and she got to see what happened in the next several hours. She was there with me for several hours and got to see these demons manifest. Now, if you don't know that verse right there, and that demon is interwoven to the point you cannot remit your sin, you can't get that person delivered and you can't get that person healed. Sin has to be remitted before you can get healed. Now I'm going to take you from here. I'm going to take you to Psalms 103, verses 1 and 2. I'm going to show you the line of which this goes in to get healed. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. And then 1 and 2, and maybe it's 3 also, 1 and 2 and 3. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. So what are we supposed to be doing? Blessing the Lord. Can you bless Him too much?
No.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. He's got the greatest benefit package you ever seen in your life. And verse 3 tells you the beginning. Who forgives how many of your sins? But you have to ask. That's the secret. He does not just wash them away for no reason at all. You have to ask. And then He forgives all of your iniquity. And then after He forgives all of your iniquities, all your sins, then how many of your diseases does He heal? You notice the order. He forgives you first, and then He heals you. Just like we read there in Psalms 119 a while ago, you were afflicted after you went astray. In other words, how many times as a boy or girl raising up at home were you the perfect little daughter or perfect little son that daddy come in and busted your backside? I mean, that don't happen like that, does it, brother? I mean, the way you laughed, you must only got yours busted when you were a bad boy. And you were probably like me. You probably were a bad boy once or twice. Huh? Now see, if we would have got smart back there, if we'd obeyed Daddy and believed Him, we could have got by with a whole lot less punishment, couldn't we? Yeah. But you see, we're trying to learn God's Word now because I don't know about you, but I don't like punishment. Do you? I am doing my best to obey the King because I hate being sick. Don't you? And when you walk in faith and you walk in obedience to His Word, you can walk without sickness and disease. Now, praise the Lord. I'm confessing with my mouth, I've received Jesus as my healer. And I've told people that now for about 25 years. And praise God, for about 25 years, I've not had one day of sickness or disease. I've not been to a single doctor for no reason. I've been able to get everything done by faith from God's Word. Now then, if everybody in the church was like me and had believed God's Word and had learned what I've learned, and of course He's trying to teach them through me, if you'll listen to His Word and obey His Word, how much sickness did He promise to take away from you if you obey Him? Don't you like that? I love it. I do not want to have to give any money to a doctor. In fact, I'm going to tell you, I met with a doctor just a couple of weeks ago. I'd been a surgeon in one of the major hospitals in Dallas for 26 years, I believe it was. And he finally was released and his license was pulled because he started telling the people, whatever you do, don't take chemo or radiation. It will kill you. They fired him and they pulled his certificate. Isn't that something? Chemo or radiation? How many people today take chemo and radiation? Multitudes of them. Now you ask any doctor, in fact one of the major doctors right now today, just last week, which still works in a hospital, a good friend of mine was with him and they were out in the mountains of New Mexico where this guy's a big beautiful home on top of a big mountain in Mexico. In New Mexico. And only the two of them are in the house. Nobody else is there. He looked over at him, called his name, and he said, if you were to come down with cancer, would you take chemo or radiation? He looked everywhere now and said, what are you looking for? He said, if you ever tell anybody I say this, I'm going to tell them you're a liar. But he said, there's one thing ain't never going to touch my body. It's chemo or radiation. He said, but you administer that to people every day of your life. He said, I know that. I am required by law to give it to them. They have already agreed to take it. I just administer it. He said, you know you're killing them. He said, that's beside the point. A doctor. Let me tell you something else. Some of you may have read this new one. I just got an email from one of the ladies that we know, we love. And she says that they're going, within a few weeks, start vaccinating all children from little tiny ones to 18 years old with a live flu virus. And after they inject you with this, you will be contagious for up to 2 weeks. And anybody that touches you, even your skin, or if you touch lips, kiss somebody, you're going to come down with this very deadly flu. Let me tell you something. Let me just tell you something. If you don't hear nothing else I'll tell you today, don't never take an injection and don't never let nobody give you an injection. Amen. Don't take one. Because if you do, you're setting yourself up for death. You can be perfectly well and then not even find anything wrong with you. But let me give you this medication just in case. And you can start having problems, and you can never get rid of those problems. Now, you want to die early? You want to die prematurely? Just go to a doctor and let them give you some drugs. You know what this doctor I sat with the other day and talked with? You know what he said? He said, that, you know where we get the drugs we get today? You know where they come from? Where does everything else we get come from? Where's it come from? Where's it made? Anything you almost, I don't care where you go and what you buy, when you look and see where it was made, where was it made?
China.
They're not a godly nation. They're as bad as we are. Maybe worse. And now they're making our drugs. Now they're making our drugs. And their requirements are nowhere close to what ours are. So if you want to die early, you just go to a doctor and let him give you a shot. I'm going to tell you there's one thing this body will never experience. I don't care what happens to me. I may die. If my king's not big enough to heal me, then it's time for me to go home. But I will never go to a doctor and let them put an injection in my body. In fact, Cheryl and I went to New Mexico here a while back and ministered at a church out there, and they brought a, what's that girl, 38 years old, honey? This girl, till she was 3, was a beautiful, perfect little girl. And then she went in for the series of injections that they give the little children. And she has been an invalid from that day to this.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.